This is Weekend Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Last Saturday about this time, we launched an experiment we're calling WUNC's Pop-Up Music Club. It's a series made possible in part with funding from the North Carolina Humanities Council, a statewide nonprofit and affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. The idea is to hit the road and ride shotgun with working musicians in North Carolina. We are not after polished performances and well-worn anecdotes. Instead, we are after the sound of real life for North Carolinians who rely on music to put food on the table. And we're listening to hear how the culture of where they live comes across in their music. In today's Pop-Up Music Club, producer David Shulman takes us back to that thin strip of barrier islands between the mainland and the Atlantic Ocean, the Outer Banks. David's hitched a ride with a beach troubadour, a guitar player with some mileage on him.
Kevin Routon's driving a beat-looking, smooth-riding old Lincoln down U.S. Route 64. His guitar's in the trunk. For more than 25 years, Kevin's played bars, either solo or with his band, the Wilder Brothers, on the Outer Banks. We're coming now to Alligator River, and one of the last big bridges vacationers cross on the way east to the beach. This is where you start to smell the salt in the air. Think, we're almost there.
Well, this is the draw to the bridge. There's the Drawkeeper's Tower on the left as we pass. Here we go. That, my friends, was the draw.
This may seem a strange place to launch a career in music, but that's pretty much what happened for Kevin Routon. Alligator River lies on the Atlantic Intracoastal Waterway, the inland shipping route that stretches from Key West to Norfolk. Kevin worked for several years as a bridge tender. When large boats came up the water, it was his job to open and close the draw.
I want to show you, there's a wedge. The bridge is held by that piece of metal right there.
Yep.
It meets a gearbox, and then the shaft runs a link to the center of the bridge where the motor is that turns it.
Beautiful old technology, right?
Yeah, just like me.
If you had to open the bridge right now, do you think you could do it?
Familiar? I could do it. It wouldn't be as fast because I had it all memorized. I could do it in the dark. There's danger, high voltage signs everywhere.
And you flashing would... lights like we're in a...
Buck Rogers. we've got 6 speeds on this thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And there are these indicator lights, too, for open, nearly open, nearly closed, closed, and siren.
We hope siren. We don't have to use that.
So looking at this log, I see looks like 9 boats through today since 7 this morning. Did you have a fair amount of time to practice up here?
Not during the yachting season. I used to have about 100 openings a day.
100 a day?
I have. In the off season, you could have days when you didn't have openings, but this is the Intercoastal Waterway, so there's always commercial traffic.
So if it were off season 32 years ago, can you give us an example of what you might have spent your time doing up here?
Sure. Let me open up my guitar case. This piece that I'm going to play for you is written by one of my classical guitar instructors, Butch Mallard. Hello, Butch, wherever you are, thank you. And it's part of a suite that was called Water Impressions, which was, I guess, apropos for this bridge tending job. Occasional cymbal crash by the cars as they pass.
So working as a bridge tender up here sounds like kind of a dream job for a musician. Why'd you give it up?
I knew it was now or never for me if I was going to be a professional musician. I had worked off and on with the state. Usually the way it worked is I would go out on tour with a rock and roll band for 6 or 8 months and then go broke and come back and I'd get my old job back.
By 1987, that cycle wasn't working anymore. So Kevin made a leap of faith. He quit the bridge for good. He steered his car back towards the beach to see if there was another way to earn a living as a musician. And not by going big, but by going small. So So here we are on Queen Elizabeth Avenue in Manio, Poor Richard's Sandwich Shop, which is one of Kevin's regular gigs.
Hey Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, how about you?
Looks like from the menu we could get Carolina barbecue with slaw and chips, $6.25. Pimento cheese sandwich maybe.
My favorite.
This is the life that Kevin has made for himself, playing little bars like this. Out back, there's a dock where pleasure boats tie up, and you can see a replica of a 16th century sailing ship. Out front is Queen Elizabeth Avenue, with ice cream, cafes, and the old Dare County Courthouse. Downtown Medio is such a picture of small-town life that they used to shoot scenes here for local hero Andy Griffith's TV program, Matlock. Poor Richard's has big windows onto the street, and people passing by can look in and see Kevin setting up to play. He makes his money playing for tourists in the height of the summer, but the beach is quiet now, and today he's playing mostly for locals.
Lots of my friends are here today.
How often do you play in the high season, man?
My record is 47 days in a row. Last year, I played 97 days, and I had 4 days off.
So when you left the bridge and you started playing music full time, did you have dreams of being a star?
No, I just wanted to make a living and perform a lot, and it just happened that the Outer Banks was becoming popular.
But didn't the liquor laws change?
Yes, the liquor laws changed. They voted for liquor by the drink. Before that, you would have to bring your own bottle to the restaurant, and they would check it and keep it in a cabinet for you. And when you wanted a drink, they would serve you the setups, and that's how they would make their money, but you couldn't get a Manhattan, say, at the bar.
Uh-huh. So the change of the liquor laws in a bar like this was good for your business. It was key to your business.
It was key to the business, and it made the place more sophisticated. Hey, what's more sophisticated than getting a drink at a bar?
Just because he said a Manhattan doesn't mean.
Yeah, and encourage growth in the restaurant industry also, you know.
I think we're going to let you off the hook now.
Yeah, please let me off the hook. We want to play some music. Okay, this is a song that was written by one of my best friends, Erickson Holt. It's called Lonesome River.
Say we need to make it clear exactly where we go from here. Please forgive me if I take my time. I can't tell you how I feel till I know this love is real. Seems so strong, but we might change our minds. Happens all the time. Love to me is a lonesome river. Water's cold makes me shiver. Solid ground is just so hard. It's just too hard to find. Baby, you might change my mind. Yeah, you might change my
Kevin Routon here at WNC's Pop-Up Music Club at Poor Richard's Sandwich Shop in Manteo, joined with Matt McGuire with the guitar solo there. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Kevin, we heard you playing the other night, too, and I loved how you started your set with the words, "We're going to take a short break."
Yeah, that's kind of a running joke in All my friends here are pretty tired of hearing it, but I can't help myself.
They take bets on whether you're going to say it or not.
I do have compulsive behaviors, and that's one of them. You have to remember that I've been playing professionally for 43 years. I started when I was 13 as a drummer in a rockabilly band. I've seen everything from people walking naked through the bars to people pulling guns.
I'd prefer the first.
Yeah, I like the naked part, but...
Anything that's ever inspired you to try to write a song about?
All the time. I'm thinking about one right now.
How would that go?
What's that thing you got in your hand?
What happens next?
I hope that you've got a plan. Because I can tell you right now, I may or may not be your man.
Yeah.
All right. We're bringing you this edition of WUNC's Pop-Up Music Club from Poor Richard's Sandwich Shop in Manteo, one of the places Kevin Routon has played regularly for years. Before this room was renovated and turned into a bar, it was actually an old storefront radio station with DJs looking out at life in the heart of downtown Manteo. One of Kevin's musical friends is a DJ named Doug Dino. Turns out that Doug once worked for the radio station here, WVOD. He used to broadcast out of this very room.
This was 99.1 The Sound. It started in 1986. It was fun working here. I started working in the early 90s. I would sit about 6 feet back from this center window, and there'd be a console in front of us. And there'd turntables to our right and room for our news people to sit. We had speakers hung in front of the windows outside, so people could hear us all the time. And you could say hello to people as they walked by. And we did so while we were on the air. We would talk to people on the air.
Yeah, so you'd call them out.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And people would come up and put their noses right on the glass and look right at you. And we nicknamed the studio the fishbowl because of that. Because you're just like you're in the fishbowl. And it was there was a lot more foot traffic here back in the day. This was the center of town. The courthouse across the street, the historic courthouse, was the actual courthouse. So during the day, you could look and see defendants. And
oh, so you see the perp walk.
Everybody out there. You could see everybody in their Sunday best sitting out there. And
there was also the post office used to be out front here, right?
Absolutely. And it was before anybody on Roanoke Island had postal delivery to their house. So everybody in Manteo came to this street.
So besides being a DJ, you also are a percussionist, and you have brought your djembe along with you.
Yep.
I know you often play with Kevin. What's it like playing music in this space where you used to work?
I think it gives me a little bit of an advantage over other people on the set, because people can slam against that glass there or make faces at us, and I'm used to it. I'm used to being able to read the weather while that's going on. So there were times in the past where a van full of my friends would show up, and there would be, let's see, the be four full moons in front of the studio at the same time, and you're just kind of looking through the glass and trying to keep your composure early on a Sunday morning, and you just have to keep going. You just have to keep going and make it go and have it happen. So
I don't see any full moons right now, so maybe do you want to instead entertain us by joining Kevin for a song or so?
Sure, absolutely.
Kevin, what song do you have for us?
This song was written by the most recent Wilder brother, Andy Rice, and it's called Close Enough to You. Short hours, then it won't seem so far, and I hope that you will remember.
remember me, even when I'm so far away. Cause I miss your smile when I'm around you, brighten up my dreary day. We've only got one problem here, I just can't get close to you, pretty baby.
Seeing Doug do his radio shifts here.
I do, I do. I had my moon out one time.
Well, over the years that you've played out here, you've played through this change from this much sleepier rhythm to things being really popping in the summers. Do you ever miss that slower, sleepier rhythm?
Well, you still get the rhythm in the off season. In the winter time is the time that there's not many people around and all the locals gather and renew friendships and worry about money and wait for the season to come back.
Do you have dreams of ever retiring?
I've been semi-retired for 30 years.
What do you mean by semi?
Well, again, there's the down season. And even in the at the height of the season, I go to the beach as often as I can. You know, it's not much of a living, but it's a great life.
Well, to take us out, maybe we can get one last song and see how many other people here at the bar we can coax into playing an instrument. We've got Doug Dino on percussion still, Matt McGuire on the guitar.
And I understand you can play the violin. Can you sit in with us?
I will give it a shot.
Awesome.
Down to the general store, saw a picture book of a whale shooting its spout and flashing his tail. Then he got a sailor's dream about cruising along on a salted sea and joining up with the fishing crew to go out and get a whale or two. Tell me what kind of men are these who sail upon the salty seas, up in the rigging in the afternoons, swabbing the decks and sharpening harpoons. Hooray and up she rises, hooray and up she rises, hooray and up she rises, her lion born.
Kevin Rodden and friends making music at Poor Richard's Sandwich Shop in downtown Manteo. We heard from him as part of WUNC's Pop-Up Music Club, something new we're trying with producer David Shulman. This project is made possible in part by funding from the North Carolina Humanities Council, a statewide nonprofit and affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. You can find photos, audio, and more about the Pop-Up Music Club at WUNC.org and on our Facebook page. And we'd love to hear what you think of the idea, and please send us a message if you have suggestions for musical places around the state to feature in the future.